Planeta bolilor rare.
Radio Nora was present at a conference held by the Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases to mark the 10th anniversary of the Rare Disease Day in Romania. The conference was held in Bucharest and it lasted for 2 days. Although the Romanian National Alliance was expecting around 60 people, the interest exceeded all expectations with 190 registered participants. We talked to two employees from the Frambu Center in Norway that were present at the conference. Let's listen to what they have to say.
I'm Alex Dan, reporter for Radio Nora. To whom am I speaking?
This is Simon from Norway. I work at Frambu, Rare Center for Rare Disorders.
And my name is Christopher Hals. I'm a communication advisor at Frambu, Resource Center for Rare Disorders, Norway.
And what are you doing here in Romania?
We are contributing on the Rare Disease Day here in Bucharest. So we talk to people. We had a presentation yesterday where we presented our center and our work. So it was very nice. A lot of interesting people, a lot of great people to meet, good presentations, and we are impressed by the work that you guys are doing here. So it's nice to see.
Did you like the conference?
I found the conference very interesting. A lot of very competent people that knew what they were talking about. It was very nice to see all the organizations coming together and, you know, making a mark on the Rare Disease Day this year. I think it was a new people there as well, and it was an honor to be able to present Frambu and actually, tell people what we are doing. And also on the press conference on the day before, Rare Disease Day, was also very nice. And all in all, very impressed with the Noro team, very impressed with everyone organizing and everyone contributing on the Rare Disease Day this year. And I loved it here in Bucharest.
How long have you been working with rare diseases?
I started working... I had different jobs within, but I finished my education 4 years ago, so I've been working full-time since then, but I've had different jobs in summer camps and working with in different aspects before this, but just for 4 years working at Frambu.
And you, Christopher?
I've been working at Frambu since 2014 as a communication advisor. And basically what I do is, do the websites, social media, record videos, prepare presentations, video conferencing, streaming.
What kind of activity does Frambu do?
Yeah, Frambu is a research center and a course facility. We do some research at our center. We have some projects going on, and we finish some projects every year. And it's research within the medical field. It's we had a PhD finished 2 years ago, last year, on nutrition, on Prader-Willi Down syndrome and Williams syndrome in living, lifestyle, and cardiovascular risk. We have an ongoing PhD on Smith-Magenis syndrome, but we do not only, I think it was a lot of focus on medical research this year, so we do a lot of different research on pedagogics, on nutrition, on physical therapy, and to try to find out how it is to live with a rare disease. Yes, and so this was research, and we do family courses, where family come to Frambu to stay for a week or 5 days. So the family comes, the whole family comes to our center. We have 72 beds at Frambu, so they can stay there for the whole week and learn and talk to each other, learn from each other. We learn from the families, and we do fun stuff together, and we do lectures for the parents and for the kids, actually. So it's it goes both ways. We learn from them, and they learn from us, of course. Yeah,
and we do.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And what we also do, because we are a resource center, all the information and all the knowledge that we get from everyone attending courses at Trambu, we work to get that information out to people who need that information. So we do that in different ways. We attend, obviously, conferences, like we did on the Rare Disease Day here in Bucharest, or we have a website we distribute through other sort of digital media, and we have courses for professionals so they can actually learn about the diagnose, different diagnoses and different themes, so that they can help the people they're supposed to help in the best way possible.
Yeah, we have some more things to add. We also have summer camps in the summer for from the age of 12 to adulthood. So I think this is important. It's like a social course where they come together, young people working, young people participating in the camps. And it's also important to say that we do local guidance. We do guidance either through traveling. We travel to the person with a diagnosis and their family at home, or we do it via video conferencing, which is a big part of our business. Yeah.
Hey Chris, you said you are a communications officer. How do you communicate with people with rare diseases? Is it hard? Do you enjoy it?
Well, it depends on the, obviously, I enjoy it. It is, you know, depends on the diagnose, depends on the challenges the person with the rare diagnose have. But really, the conversations and the interviews I've had and talks and, you know, when we have created information materials in collaborating with people with rare diseases, it's been very rewarding and very good in actually getting the right information out. The important information out is, you know, it has to come from the source. And the people with the rare diagnosis, they and their family, they know about the challenges the best. You know, we can't tell them what's your challenge. They have to tell us. And therefore, it's very good to actually be there, have them at the center, and talk to them and see how they do, and even also visit them where they actually live, and you can see some of the challenges and also some of the solutions, because a lot of them are very good. A lot of people with rare diseases are very good at sort of making the best out of the situation. So, you know, they can teach us all a lot of things.
I understand that you had a presentation at the Rare Disease Conference in Bucharest. What was it about?
Well, the presentation was about presenting Trambu Resource Center for Rare Disorders and basically show the different services that we do, the things we provide, and the way we do things, our family course model, etc. But we also talked about, you know, some of the challenges, because people with rare disorders, they can face a number of challenges, of course, depending on what diagnosis they have, their age, and the situation they live in, and everything. So there's a big variation there. But one of the things they all tell us is that they can see a lack of knowledge amongst professionals that they meet in the welfare and the health systems. And so that's something we take very seriously, and we are working hard to basically find ways to inform the professionals that will work with people with rare disorders. So that was one of the things. And we also talked about research and the importance of giving the right incentives to people to do research, so that it's very important that the information that you find when you do a research project doesn't only end up in a scientific article, but actually gets out there to the people who needs to know what you found out. So and they need to basically have a communication plan for their research projects. And that's something that we are working hard with at Trambu. And I think this is also an ongoing talk in the scientific community and research in general, how to get information out the best way. And my colleague Simon, he talked about the family course model. And we also showed a video explaining and showing people actually what we do. Because sometimes video can really show people instead of just words. So it was good. Good response.
Yeah, and I think it's important to add the importance of working across borders here. Because you here in Romania, you work in one way, and we work in another way, and we all want the most out of our work for the people we work for. So to learn from each other the way we work, so we can make the most. I think it's important. So we learn a lot when we come here, and hopefully, we can combine our forces. To make the most, yeah.
How did you find the debating and the discussion in the conference? Was it challenging? Was it okay?
I'm a special educator, and a lot of the topics were from a medical point of view. So obviously, I learn a lot on that field. But I think, what should I say? I think it's important just to share perspectives, because this is a lot about what kind of research is important to do, since research is the topic of this. Mm-hmm. Of this conference, what kind of research makes the most for the people with a diagnose? Is it important to, will we find a cure? What kind of services is important? What kind of effects do special education, what kind of special education makes an impact? What is important when you get older with a rare diagnose? I think these are important questions to ask. So to discuss this when you have different professions coming together, I think that's a huge benefit. So I learn a lot when I talk to the people at the conference.
So, and also, like, one of the things they were doing at the conference was to put a puzzle together. And I think the conference really showed that a big puzzle of services, professionals, different viewpoints, you know, people with different diagnoses expressing, you know, themselves and telling them, talking about their issues, their concerns, their solutions, and I think that's very important in the field of rare diseases, is to come together like this and put the puzzle together. That was a great theme this year, and I think it was a really good way to illustrate, you know, how we really work, how we have to work in the field and the world of rare diseases.
Thank you for your time. It was an enjoyable discussion.
And thank you, and thank everyone for organizing this event and having us over. It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Alex. Nice talking to you.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and we are looking forward to be with you again next week at the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.